Now, it's always fun to drive around and look at people's Christmas lights. What if you had the power to control what they do? Thanks to the internet and our next guest from Wauwatosa, you can. People from all over the world are going online and taking part. Mike Walczak is a Wauwatosa native and creator of MKELights.com. That's where all the lighting magic happens. Mike, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for reaching out.
Before you did this online manifestation of your lights, were you big into the decorating lights anyway?
So I've always been really big into lights, not only with Christmas. My background, well, it's hard to say background, but when I was younger in my teenage years and high school, college years, I was a DJ for a local company, and part of that involved setting up different type of lighting displays for clients. So that really opened the door to my interest about lighting. And then as I left that and moved on to my full-time job, which doesn't involve that, I started to look for other ways that I could still enjoy the season as well as enjoy my love of different types of lighting techniques. And that's where I started to venture out. So I also do Halloween, not like this, but I look for different ways to incorporate lightning and whenever I can in my house.
And are you known kind of in the neighborhood as the guy who decorates everything?
I think I have definitely gotten that reputation. The neighbors that I know, you know, all think that I'm crazy, but not necessarily in a bad way.
Right.
They enjoy it too. And through the years, there's definitely people that I recognize driving past the house or during other holidays, Halloween, for instance, coming back for trick-or-treat and commenting on it and how much they enjoy seeing it every year. So I think I've definitely set a name for myself over here in the Wauwatosa neighborhood that I live in.
Now, here you are online. What made you want to do that?
So most of the displays that I've done up until this point have really been more local-based. And so on top of my love of lighting, I also had this passion growing up for both graphic design and developing in terms of internet protocol stuff. So I did it more as like a freelance thing, things for fun. I would just learn how to code on the side when I was younger. And as I got older and I had more resources and financial ability to do so, I tried to figure out ways that I could mesh my two loves together. There was a previous individual who had done something similar to what I'm currently doing, who has since retired from doing it. And I was always very inspired by it. So I just, again, took my love of coding along with my love of Christmas and decided I would give it a try for myself.
There are a lot of webcams out there where you can look at, you know, polar bears frolicking or decorations or city landscapes. You took it a step
right.
Further, though. We're not just looking at your lighting display. We can control it. What does that look like for somebody going online?
Oh, it's definitely a very unique thing. Going forward, like you said, there's a lot of other different types of cams that you can access as the internet, but there's not a whole lot that you can be interactive with. So for me, I wanted to take it to that next level. And actually, up until this year, we only had one cam available. But there's so much that I love to put out on my lawn. There's so much that I love to expand with this down the future is I needed to open up more space. So by changing the angles of what I could allow a user to see, adding that second camera this year has hopefully allowed me to expand this venture even bigger going forward.
Talking to Mike Walczak from Wauwatosa about his annual holiday lighting display. He's got a lot of Christmas lights up, and you can see them online, and you can turn them on and off online. So what are some of your favorite lighting setups there that we can actually play with online, Mike?
So I have some of the classics that I've had since I started this back in 2017. So like the Deer Duo, which as I call them online, is this really insanely bright two deer that stand by each other. And then I have the original big Frosty the Snowman. And then I have the icicle lights, which are always a favorite of mine. This year, I've actually expanded to add a few new elements, including a little Frosty. I call it a little penguin. We've got Santa there now. We've got his friend Rudolph, of course, in a small Christmas tree. So in total, we're up to about 16 different elements that you can control independently on or off through my website, MKELights.com. But the originals that I mentioned before are always probably going to be my favorites.
So there's 16 elements we can control. There are more than 16 elements in your yard, I'm guessing, right?
Correct. There's obviously each element has a lot of lights encased to it. So just because you're turning Frosty in doesn't mean you're just turning one light on. That Frosty probably has about 400 lights in it. But for some things on the website, they're just singular elements, meaning that's the one item that you're turning on or off. Otherwise, there's a couple other ones like bushes or other trees. Those, if you turn on or off, you're actually going to turn multiple things on or off at once.
How many people at a time might be online trying to turn lights on and off?
So this is actually very much a different answer this year than I would have told you in years past. So just to kind of put this into perspective for you, when I first started in 2017, I would go to work and I'd come home and I would see maybe a light had turned on or off while I had been gone. And last year, occasionally I would catch it while I was out front or out the, looking out the window. This year, it's pretty frequently there's somebody on the website. I think our max this year was just over 200 concurrently. Which is not ideal. Although the server can handle it, it's, you know, when you have a finite amount of lights to turn on, there's only so much you can do with 200 people on at once.
Yeah, if I'm online and somebody in Sweden is online and somebody in Nigeria is online and we all want to do the same thing, like, do you get light fights?
For sure. And the people that I know that, you know, from work or other friends, they will often tell me that they'll compete with people elsewhere, even people that they know who can turn the lights on, who can turn them off. Some people want to turn all the lights off. Some people want to turn it on. And even myself, from time to time, if I'll play with it, I'll turn something on and I'll see somebody immediately turn it back off. So there's definitely light fights. And although that 200 number is kind of what we peek at, I would say generally if you're on there, there are times where you will be able to get there with just maybe 10 other users. And that's probably when your experience will be best. But if you're finding that you're getting on there and you're really having difficulty seeing that you're able to turn a light on, a light on or off, then I'd recommend probably just trying back in like 15 minutes.
Do you ever just sit out in the yard and watch the lights go on and off unpredictably?
You know, I don't. You know, whenever I drive home from somewhere, I'll always kind of pause for a second before I pull up in the driveway just to see, you know, what's going on. Since it's now basically always an expectation that something's going on at some point, I know that if I look out the window, I'm going to see something. Last year, I was always a bit more, is there somebody on there right now? Is there somebody on there right now? Whereas, like I said, now I can pretty much always assume somebody is. I have a 3-year-old daughter who's also really excited about the Christmas lights this year. And while she doesn't completely understand what is actually happening out front, she herself loves looking at the lights and having them turn on or off. But again, she doesn't really realize why they're turning on or off. But
you're doing this year after year, and maybe this is too soon to ask you, but do you have any thoughts or innovations in mind for Christmas season 2020?
So I would definitely like to figure out other ways that I could allow. So 16 devices is great. I also don't want to get too crazy, but figuring out other ways that we could expand the amount of users that can successfully use this system at once. There's also some ideas that I've been tossing around about having some sort of mix between what I currently have as well as a light show. So perhaps at the start of every hour, the controls turn off and the house with the lights out front does some sort of musical performance. And then after those 3 minutes or so of the performance, then it goes right back to you can turn them on or off. That way it's the same controls that we all have and that we love to play with right now, but it also mixes in that other aspect of light design and holiday-themed music, which could, you know, make it something interesting and a reason for a user to check back every hour.
Mike, I have 4 words for you. I know you don't necessarily need unsolicited advice. The 4 words are internet-controlled holiday drones. What do you think?
You know what? I'm always open to suggestions, and if, you know, it sounds exciting. Let's talk.
Mike, thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Mike Walczak is a Wauwatosa native and creator of MKELights.com. There you can not only see Mike's Christmas lights display in front of his house, but actually turn a bunch of them on and off between 5 and 10 p.m. He'll have the controls up through the rest of the year. Again, that's MKELights.com.